Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Booker T and the MGs bringing us back. That song is called Time is Tight. Sounds like it, doesn't it? It's a busy song, isn't it? 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Mary Cantando. We're talking about press releases. In the previous segment, we talked about what would be the content of a press release. What would be the kind of thing that you'd want to report? You want to report in a press release. And so now we're going to get Mary to help us understand, now that we've got this press release, now that we know what it is that we want to talk about, we want to tell people about, what do we do with it? Now that we caught it, Mary, so to speak, what do we do with it?
Well, of course, you know, the tried and true method, Jim, is you want to send your press release to your local press, your industry, your trade press. And I do want to tell people that... it's really important. Of course, you're going to email these. In the old days, we went through the process of mailing them, and then there was a period of time where we faxed them. And these days, of course, we email them. I do want to tell your listeners, because a lot of people don't know this, reporters will not open an email attachment. So you
right.
cannot attach a press release to an email.
Because they don't want to worry about any kind of malware.
Exactly,
yeah.
Exactly. So what you want to do is you want to cut the press release out of your Word document and paste it into your actual email. So the heading would be, you know, here's what the press release is about, and then the body of the email would be the actual press release itself. So that's really, really important to know. But everybody, of course, knows you're going to send it to your local press. But don't stop there. So think beyond other ways you can use your press release. One, of course, is you're going to post it to your website. So you put
right.
every press release you have on your website.
You should even have a section in your site that somewhere that says media or press or something like that.
Exactly.
Or our company in the news or something like that.
Exactly. And another area that a lot of people don't consider is who else you could email it to. So you can do a press release, email it to your clients, you can email it to your prospects, email it to any strategic partners that you have, you can email it to your vendors. So something that you want to spread the word on, these are actually the key people that you want to read the press release. So, yeah, you can trust on their picking up a line or two from the local newspaper or from your industry
right.
press, but why not just go ahead and give them the whole press release? They can have it.
There are some online services, too. PR Web is one. I'm trying to think of what the other one is. There's PR Web. We use both of these. That I'll think of the other one in a minute. And it costs a little money, but what they do is they actually, their website will take you through a way of narrowing down where you want your press release to go, regional, local, national, international, what industry, et cetera, et cetera. And it might cost you a couple $100, but if it's a big deal, it might be worth it, because they're going to get your company name in front of a lot of people. Plus, Mary, as you probably know, a lot of these folks are looking, a lot of organizations are looking for things like your press release to redistribute themselves.
Exactly. You know,
now that's not going to, that might not be a big deal to a local restaurant owner who's just in a neighborhood, so to speak, but for a lot of companies, that's a good idea.
Yeah, it definitely is. It definitely is. Another thing that you don't want to overlook in as far as the people you're going to share it with is be sure to share it with your employees and people that you think you might recruit in the future.
Mm-hmm.
So, and another great thing, of course, to do is not only to tout your own awards and such that you win, but anything that any of your employees win. And then again, you share that back out with all these people, with these clients, with these strategic partners. Not only that you're the greatest thing in the world, but that your employees are spectacular too. And I want to back up and say,
if your employees get any kind of recognition, if your employees do anything, most local media, especially newspapers, have a section just for that. It might not be the full blown press release, but it'll be at least a mention and maybe a picture.
Yeah. And, you know, Jim, I want to back up and mention one thing for people who will say, oh, I don't want it to sound like I'm bragging and so on and so forth. I had a friend who advised me once to use one word that can make all the difference between sounding like you're bragging about something or not. And this is something you can also use in Facebook and Twitter as well as when you're sending out press releases. To start out by saying, I'm excited.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So you don't just say, oh, I won this award. Wanted to share with you that I won this award. Start out by saying, I'm excited that I won this award. And then that makes it sound like I'm not bragging to you that I won this award, but
when you write the press release, you're going to want to write it in third person primarily. And you could also say, ABC Heating and Cooling is proud to announce that its founder and chairman, Susan Johnson, has recently been appointed to blah, blah, blah.
Right. And so when you send that out, say, to your clients and to your strategic partners and stuff, in the heading of your subject line, you could say, we're so excited that we won blah, blah, blah award, you know? And it just sets a different tone.
There's also a local agency that will help you find who those are. Mary Contando is our guest. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'm your host. She and I will be right back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.